it's actions like hers that hopefully help shape our society's conversation around health, mental health.
We saw Simone Biles was obviously a huge story to come out of this Olympics. You know, she stepped away from certain competitions. Are you guys friends? I know that you've both been doing the Summer Olympics for a while together.
Yeah, I've known Simone, I think, since maybe 2013 when we first met. And she's such an amazing athlete and a good friend. And, you know, she's really shown a lot of bravery over the last week and reminds everyone that mental health is a key part of health. And even if the world may try to see us as superhuman, athletes are humans too. And, you know, I'm glad that she put her safety and her health first. And even if it wasn't easy, it's actions like hers that hopefully help shape our society's conversation around health, mental health, physical health. And the two, they're very connected. And so I was really glad that she was able to show that courage and come back and earn bronze on the beam for herself and really show the person that she is.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you've been busy, but have you been able to reach out to her at all?
I sent her a text when she was going through it all, and just a quick message of support. And I didn't expect a message back, and I hope that we'll be able to connect over the next several months, and I'm sure we'll see each other at some Team USA event, and I can't wait to give her a hug and congratulate her and just tell her how proud we all are of her.
Absolutely. How do you kind of balance that work, well, Olympic/life? What does a Olympic/life balance look like for you?
Yeah, I think I've been able to strike a pretty good balance. Education has always been a key part of my life as well. I just completed my degree last year. I majored in psychology, minored in political science at Stanford. And so I just finished that up this past year while still training, and have always maintained that balance. So I have that. I have family. I have friends that I like to spend time with as well. And so all of that keeps me grounded and keeps me focused on what's important. And swimming is just one part of my life.
Absolutely. Are you able to date?
It hasn't been a focus of mine over the past several years. So at some point, I mean, I'd love to have a family in the future, but you know, the time will come.
Without having spectators and your family there this time, how did Team USA kind of support each other?
Yeah, a lot of people have asked what it was like. And honestly, it felt like we still had a little bit of a cheering section. We had our teammates in the stands cheering. So any swimmer that didn't have a race that day or were done with their competition, they were in the stands cheering us on. And so they were the loudest ones at the pool. And so I really felt like we still had a lot of energy behind us. And of course we felt all the support from back home as well. And from family and friends and supporters and sponsors like Visa and Wells Fargo, all those people that have been behind me in the run up to Tokyo, I really felt their support, and that meant a lot to me.
That's awesome. What was the strangest part about not having the fans and the crowds, the big crowds?
I think it would just be looking up at this beautiful stadium or this beautiful pool arena. Mm-hmm. And there are so many seats all around you and not all of them are full. And, you know, I feel for Japan in that they couldn't fill the stands, and it would have been amazing if they could have. But I know that they'll probably be able to host many swim meets there in the future. And I hope that I'll be able to get back to some of those at some point.
What would be your cheat meal, right? Or have you already had your cheat meal since your big wins?
I haven't had a major one yet, but I'm looking forward to having some pizza at some point soon. And you know, with my Wells Fargo active cash Visa card, I can feel good about getting a pizza and treating my family with the 2% cash back. So I'm looking forward to doing that. There are a couple local restaurants back in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area that I'm excited to get to. So I think some good pizza is top of the list right now.